This week, we are doing just what we are told. It's a listener request edition of Wait, Wait. And one thing many of you asked for was an all-Mo show. Since that would be 59 minutes of guessing, followed by one right answer at the very end, we decided against it.
But here is one of your favorite Mo moments from the last year. Luke Burbank and Faith Saley are along for the ride, too.
Faith, this week we read about a growing trend among expectant fathers. They're having what?
Oh, that sounds lovely. I like that.
Well, you know what it is?
Well, I'm guessing.
Well,
oh, no, it's not my question.
Act it out.
Faith, can you guess? New tradition for expecting fathers?
It's great.
Shower.
Exactly. No, they're not called baby showers for expectant dads. They're called dadchiller parties. Also known as man showers or daddy moons.
A man shower sounds
so disgusting.
I know.
A man shower is what you get when you haven't taken a real shower in a long time.
No, a man shower.
Daddy moon is no peach, by the way.
Daddy moon?
In terms of grossness.
Here's the idea. Baby showers are usually for the woman's friends to come over and give her stuff.
And they're the most boring thing that
ever
happens.
Well, you know, but you get stuff for the baby. It's all about preparing to have a baby. Dadchiller parties are about getting ready to lose your freedom. But you become so there's lots of drinking and gambling and carousing. Mm.
And the doula gives you a lap dance.
Exactly. But I am, as I mentioned from time to time, I am the parent of children. And if they really wanted to celebrate, they would just do things that they're not going to be able to do once they have babies.
Sleep.
For 8 hours. That would be great. Have clothes without stains.
Have sex with their wives.
For example.
Yeah.
I was just in Hawaii.
Yes.
And I was watching hula dancers, and it's so relaxing just to watch him. And I kept thinking, I bet, like, if you were a lady and you were going into labor and a hula dancer came in, it would be so relaxing that the baby would just kind of come out really easily. He's just, like, I don't know. I bet a hula dancer could get the baby out of you, like, just so easily.
Is this on your new blog, Mo Rocca, the world's worst obstetrician.net?
It's just amazing. Like a hula doula would be incredible.
A note of that story, you may know that a listener named Lynn Pham keeps a detailed archive of past Wait, Wait episodes. Shortly after that question aired back in June, Lynn registered Mo Rocca, the world's worst obstetrician.net as a website, and it takes you to the Wait, Wait archive.
Before we move on, here's something else from the Mo Rocca, the world's worst obstetrician files.
All right, very good. Here is your next limerick.
On trips, I got mad and have blown up at kids who have got sick and thrown up. But now I can fly without hearing them cry on this flight that is only for...
Grown-ups!
Yes! You seem excited!
Yes!
By that concept!
She's rushing to the airport right now.
Oh, my gosh. She has been stuck in a house all week with children. This week, we read about the greatest innovation to hit the airline industry since airplanes. Adult-only flights.
That is genius.
If passenger surveys are to be believed, there's a crying baby in every row in every flight, so several major airlines are banning kids and creating quiet cabins. If this is successful, we look forward to bans on people who hog the armrest, seat kickers, people who talk to you even though you're wearing headphones.
Crying babies are a problem, especially on a red eye when you're flying overnight. I mean, I don't want to sound insensitive, but can't you put, like, the baby in the overhead?
I mean, they're small.
I wouldn't have the baby sliding all around. Like, if you could secure it in the overhead.
Soundproof.
If you soundproof.
So at the end of the flight, they're going, please be careful opening the overhead compartments. Your children may have shifted during flight.